This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 23rd of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Omens, Consequences, Ownership. This group processing session is 60 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
And this is the afternoon processing session of the 23rd of February, 1954. Now, just for fun and for variety here, let's postulate the consequences of omens. Let's look around and find something that could be regarded as an omen, and then postulate what that means and postulate its consequences. This process all by itself would have saved the entire Roman Empire. Go on, let's postulate some more omens. Now, let's get what that automobile horn means as an omen. Let's get what it warned against. Now, postulate that that's going to come true. Let's get some more omens now. All right, now let's put up some things to use as omens. All right, now let's put them up, get the fact that they just appeared there, and get the horrible consequences that will now inevitably ensue. Put them up, get the fact that they've just appeared there. You didn't have anything to do with it. Get the horrible consequences that will now ensue. All right, let's do this some more now. Put up a half moon. And get the horror of it suddenly having appeared there, and then get the horrible consequences which will now ensue because you've seen it. And so forth. All right, now let's just do a drill on this, simplifying it even more. Put up something, even though it's only a patch of blackness, and then say, well, that isn't mine. I didn't do it. Put up something. I didn't do it. Put up something else. I didn't do it. Put up some more things. I didn't do it. Let's do that some more. Put up something, flinch away from it, and say, I didn't own it. I don't own it. It wasn't mine. Okay, let's get some places where you're not. Okay, now mock up something as happening in the past, such as you discovering America, and then pinch away from it and say, well, I didn't do that. Now put up a knight in armor and say, well, I wasn't that fellow. Put up a beautiful girl and say, well, I wasn't she. Put up things in the past and then disown them. All right, let's put up a demon in the past and say, well, I wasn't that fellow. All right, now let's get people you were not yesterday. Oh, come, come, you can get somebody. People you were not yesterday. Let's get some more people you were not yesterday. Some more people you weren't yesterday. Now let's get some objects that you were not yesterday. Now let's get some professions you weren't following yesterday. Now let's get some letters you didn't write yesterday. Now let's get some places you were not yesterday. Okay, let's be up above the city. Let's look around. Look around the environment. Wherever you are, look at the environment. Look around. And then shut off your Vizio and say, it's all gone, I've lost it. Do this again. Look around the environment. Shut off your Vizio and say, you've lost it. Okay. Let's get some places where you're not. That murder you, that last one? Get some places where you're not. I'll be up over the environment again. Take a look at everything. Cut your sight off and say, well, you've lost it now. And do that again, over and over. Do that some more. Take a look around the environment. Shut your sight off and say you've lost it. Do that some more. Okay, now let's get some places where you're not. All right, now pick out a large number of objects, one after the other, and put the postulate in each one, I'm blind. Pick out the objects one after the other. Get the object to realize that it's blind by putting the postulate in. It's blind. A lot more objects. Thank you. Get them one after the other, realizing they're blind. Get how blind they are each time, right after you say so. Lots more of them. Lots more of them. Okay, now look around and pick up these objects and have each one with the postulate, I've lost all. Some more. Put the postulate in each one. I've lost all. Okay, now let's get some places where you're not. Now pick out a large number of objects there, one after the other. Put the postulate in each. I've forgotten everything. Now put I'm blind in a large number of objects. Okay, now put I've lost all in the same objects. I'll put in, I've forgotten everything in the objects. Now put I know nothing in the same objects. Okay, now let's check over some places where you're not. And now let's check over some things you haven't forgotten. Some more things you haven't forgotten. And now let's check over some things you have not lost. Okay, let's get some places where you're not. Some more places you're not. And now some places for sure where you will not be tomorrow. Some more places you will not be tomorrow. Get the first one there for sure now. Get places you can be absolutely sure of. Now let's just postulate some places where you will not be tomorrow. Just say you aren't going to be in certain places tomorrow. Now let's say you're not in certain places right now. some more places. Just say you're not there. Okay, now let's get a series of two objects that you're not moving out of the area or apart. Okay, now let's get a number of things you were not trying to digest. Some more things you're not trying to digest. Okay, let's find a couple of pieces of mess now and hold on to them and don't think. All right, let go of those. Let's hold on to your body two places. Sit there and don't think. Okay, let's let go of the body, find two pieces of mess, and hold on to those and don't think. All right, let go of those. Hold on to two places on your body and sit there and don't think. Okay, let go of that. Find two spaces and sort of extend a hole into the spaces. and to sit there in, quote, contact, unquote, with these two spaces. I let go of those and find two nothingnesses of your body. Two nobodies, in other words, in the vicinity of your body. And extend into those and then just sit there and don't think. Two nobodies. Okay, let go of those. Find two spaces and contact the center of these two spaces, center of each one, and remain so. Don't think. Okay, let go of those. Find two cars. Consider the inside of the car an empty space. Extend a hold into the empty space of each of the two cars. Sit there and don't think. If it flops around, replace it each time. I want the center of the space inside these two cars. Okay, let go of those. And now let's check some things off that are not pressing against the front of your body. Get some for sure. Now let's check some objects which you haven't lost in the last few days. Now let's see if we can check over some universes we are not at this moment living in. All right, now let's get a series of these two objects that you're not trying to keep together. Okay, now let's check a series of two each of these objects which you're not trying to hold apart. All right, now let's look around the environment and get permission from various pieces of energy to imagine something. Get some more permission to imagine. Let's get that some more. Let's find some various energies. You know, sunlight, air, anything. But each time, get permission from it to imagine something. Okay, let's mock up a few symbols and get from each one permission to imagine. Now let's contact some objects. Let's look around and contact these objects and get permission from each one to imagine something. Now contact these objects again. We'll call around the environment, get object after object, and have each one grant you permission to imagine. Okay, now put your attention on a number of spaces of various kinds and ask each one for permission to imagine something. Okay, now I have each one of these grant you permission to imagine various spaces. Have them grant you permission to imagine. Okay, now let's get places where you are not. Some more places where you are not. And now let's check over spaces you are not in. Many more spaces you are not in. Now let's mock up a large number of people standing around you, giving you permission to imagine. Sweep them aside and do it again. Sweep those aside and do it again. Now let's mock up large masses of people seeking to buy your imaginings. Unlimited market here. Sweep them aside and put them there again. Okay, let's throw those away and get some places where you're not. And let's get some energy into which you're not trying to put any thought. Mass here and some there and so forth. And let's get some people now who are not trying to put energy into your thought. And now some people who are not trying to put thought into your energy. Oh, come, come, you can get one and more. People who aren't trying to put thought into your energy. I know of a Hottentot that isn't. Now, let's imagine some telepathic messages which you have not just received. Now let's make some horrible predictions about your health. Oh, much worse than that. Add long years of suffering into it. Horrible predictions about your health. And get them not coming true, and how wrong that makes you. Now give me some things you don't have to be right about. Now let's predict some terrible accidents for this afternoon. Now let's decide with finality on a certain state of health, and then do that again, and several times more. Decide with finality, completely final. You've decided on a certain state of health. Now let's decide on some emotional states to occupy these chronically till the end of time. Now let's postulate that certain things are about to hit us. I'll pick out the objects and postulate that these are about to hit us. Now get at least three kinds of doom that aren't being wished off on you at this moment. And check off some obstacles which are not in front of you. and some obstacles that are not behind you. And some spaces that are not under your feet or under you, Athaitan. Now postulate immediate insanity for yourself. Now get the effort to make it come true. Now do that again, postulate immediate insanity, and then get the effort to make it come true. And again, postulate immediate insanity and get the effort to make it come true. And do that over the cycle several times. Now check over some mouths that your body isn't disappearing into. And get at least one word that you could say without being ruined socially. Now postulate that you could say a word without being ruined socially. Okay, let's find a couple of pieces of mess and grab hold of them. Hang on, don't think. Okay. Find the roof beneath your feet. End of session.